Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. It's 6:11 a.m. in the morning. It is a Sunday, and I'm very grateful that on this Sunday I was able to, look at my schedule, which I just had one student schedule, and he said that, he could just do a lot of practicing by himself. And so I was just like, okay, well, if you're not going to schedule the test for about a month, let's just forego this session, and I'll see you probably once a week leading up to your test date. And so I'm so grateful for that just because I've had the ability to finally just like, okay, let me focus on this Sunday morning and create some joy, some things. And let me get back to the morning mindset and the evening review and scoring myself and everything and get back on track. Man, we have a tendency. I'm telling you right now, I have a tendency of, falling off track and letting things happen to me, just as you guys heard in the podcast yesterday with what was, that Arab student who I kicked him the fuck out of my life in 2 seconds. And then followed by one of my students where I came home and then I realized that she was recording me, but she threw off the entire dynamic. And next thing you know, my wife thought I was taking it out on her friends and stuff. And of course, you guys already know that. Last December 9th, it was a week after one of my awesome before students now friends came over and stuff like that. And Kim, and she's going to be the focus of the topic today in terms of when did it happen for you. But they came over, and I remember that I walked in and I had a little drink before, and I was like, okay, man, it's like 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. I'm going to come home and I'm going to bring that joy. And so I came in and they were all eating seafood. And again, me, I irk sometimes, depending on what type of seafood it is. But I do love some seafood, but sometimes just make me ugh, too fishy is too much, right? So I walk in, I was like, hey, what's going on? And everyone just looked at me, and two of the girls didn't say hello. And the energy was just different. And I was like, why did I even drink? Why did I even believe that anything was going to be as monumental as the week before? I went upstairs, I ordered my own food, and I was like, hey man, I'm just gonna hang out up here, And my wife, she started, taking it real personal. I was like, hey, I'm not taking it personal, but I know from here on out that I will never cancel a class for them because honestly, those they're boring. They're boring. But for you, they're amazing. So you just do your thing. You know what I mean? And so it was another one of those days, 3 months later, only two of them came this time. And I was already like just annoyed as fuck, right? And I told you guys that, boy, when you're on that negative frequency, boy, you could be looking at the wrong people, wrong time, and one gives you a dirty look like, ew, black or whatever it is. The next thing you get even more angry, all this bullshit, right? So I came home, I said hello to them, and I was like, hey, they were all inside, and I just didn't want to be the focal of attention. I guess that goes to show you that I've become extremely introverted in terms of either I'm going to be here before everyone. Or when I come, I'm gonna be dead silent. And that's exactly what ended up happening. You know what I mean? And so I just went upstairs, and next thing you know, they came up and they were saying bye. And about hour and a half later. And to be honest, I just didn't want to be bothered at that time. If I had a really good day, as in terms of, not having any problems and stuff like that, would have been a totally different situation. But I came home and I was just agitated. And I was just like, man, I don't want to go down there and what talk to them. I'm good, man. I could literally watch paint dry and I'll have much more fun. No offense. But that's what ended up being, that situation ended up festering. People ended up getting, my wife was really upset. And I was like, okay, well, this happened, at my job today. She's like, and I was like, you know what? Because the class is no more next week because there's a break. But I'm thinking about just telling them to find another teacher. And my wife was like, do it now. Because she said, if that's going to bring you more unhappiness for whatever reason, especially what happened today, there ain't no reason for that. You're having the same problem that you did with that bullshit ass Arab student just within the last 48 hours. So message him. And so I did. I was like, hey, listen, I don't feel comfortable with her being in class. Either she goes or I go, or you could find someone else to do it. And I could take over someone else's class because I just don't want to deal with that shit. You can't just record somebody. Okay, and you record them very, very secretly just in case I say something or do something. Well, are you going to show your mom and your mom's going to complain? What the fuck? And so I'm like, you know what? Nah. That dynamic, either she goes or I go. And so I sent them and I said, hey, man, you got to find someone else for that class. I think there's someone else out there that can do this class. And She is on the cusp of being like a high school student, and high school students are very toxic to me. They don't want to learn shit and they're wasting my fucking time. So could you just find that woman to just take over my class, the new course coming up? And I would be very, very happy with that. So nonetheless, with that being said, and of course, to top everything off, like around 7 p.m. while we're laying in bed, oh, here comes the bullshit ass music. If you guys don't know this, there's a lot of shitty ass Thai mafia, man, whatever you want to call them. They have these annoying ass speakers, and this hasn't happened. I think this is the first time it happened this year, so that's not too bad. But the motherfucker just played music well into the night, and it was just loud as hell. I don't even know where it was coming from. It's not from this neighborhood. It's from the other side of the wall where everyone is just like dirt poor and just fucking landfills everywhere. So, of course, that had to happen. It then comes into today. And so it was a great way for me to just get off on the right foot and just say, okay, you know what? Some things happen. I'm just going to do my thing right here. And today's one of those days where she's like, my wife, she was very upset last night. She was saying, well, you already know them. You've known them for 4 years. Now, tomorrow, if you want to act that way, whatever it is what it is. And I'm just like, Arsenio, just be you. Don't make eye contact. Let them do their thing. Have a fully charged phone. You could get a lot of things done while you're there. Just glue yourself to the phone. Looks like you don't have to sit at the long table. You're going to be able to stand up. You can pick a table to stand up at in the back of the room if you feel anything weird happening. This is your wife. And these are her friends and people that she hadn't seen in a very long time. Go let her enjoy it. Don't be a douche. If you want to be a douche by yourself, but be very straightforward with her and say, hey, listen, I'm out of here. I know it's six. Okay. But you and your friends, you deserve to stay longer. So please do. Let me just go get a taxi and get up out of here. You know, and we've already had that discussion. So because, you know, this is one of those days I've been dreading for a while. You know, I've been dreading because I know that I'm gonna go there and it's just gonna be a bunch of bitches and stuff like that. And I'm gonna tell my wife, but listen, you don't gotta introduce me to anyone. I ain't trying to meet nobody. And I know my intent is in the wrong place, but I just want to get this over with, and I never want to come back to a wedding ever again. Don't ever ask me to come. Okay. So with that being said, it's a Sunday. It's a great way to get out of the nonsense and to overcome all the ridiculousness that has happened over the past, let's say, 3, 4 weeks, or just not 3, 4 weeks, 3, 4 days, and being able to kick that motherfucker out of my life and shit like that. So now let's focus on some good. I want to ask you guys a question. Do you remember the day period in your life where you discovered that big aha moment that you were able to control your thoughts and your levels of happiness? I can give you this right here. And I'm going to tell you guys a story right here. Just after Christmas in 2015, I remember in Christmas that in 2015, I was with this girl named Samantha, who I had met through a program that I was doing just before I came here to Thailand. She was cool and everything. The next thing you know, she had become very distant. So stupid because me, having the money I did at the time, I don't know why I wouldn't book another hotel outside of a hotel that her and her boyfriend were staying in, but we decided to like stay in the same room. And next thing you know, she started becoming more distant, more distant, more distant. And I'm like, huh, I'm not gonna go. And that's when the true transformation happened with me. And to be honest with you, maybe it was a book for you, maybe it was a meditation for you, maybe it was a spiritual enlightenment. Okay, or maybe you went to a seminar, but she ditched me at that time. And I kicked her out of my life. And I said, okay, well, this is the end of the relationship. And that was it. That was it. It was like the 26, 27, 28, something like that. And I kept asking people, I was like, man, do you think I should go? And there was a couple people who I don't even forgot who they were. They were like, you should go and enjoy your time out there. And I'm like, yeah, but I gave her the money for her to book the hotel. And we're going to be going on separate flights. It was the dumbest fucking thing. Or actually, they were going to check in soon, and then I was going to have to go there. It was a horrific, okay? It was going to be a horrific experience if I had gone and then they were there. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this bitch. Let me get out of here. And so it happened. And to be honest with you, there was that one day I was just like miserable. And I was like, oh my God. I still remember having those pictures in 2015, me posting a photo on Facebook, looking all young and good and cute and everything, man. I was like 26, 27 years old. And be a couple of days before that, I had met some girl. She was training to be a doctor. I think she's 21, 22 or something at the time. And she was, what is it? I met her after I went to the bookstore because something told me to go to the bookstore. Then there it was, Napoleon Hill's Law of Success and Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist. And so I bought those books. And then I met her, and she was awesome. And that's when everything ended up changing in my life. I remember reading the, what is it? The law of self-control, the law of increase in returns, you know, meaning doing, 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 and getting returns in 2016 ended up being the most successful year. What is it? The first, I would have to just say 2 quarters, 3 quarters-ish, right? June, July, and the next, you know, more racism started happening. The marketing director, he's like, oh, to be honest with you, it's hard to market a black. All that bullshit started happening. I was like, okay. And then that was the peak. That was the apex of my career at that shitty ass tutorial center. Of course, me, you know, building my repertoire with Thai people, although that just never works. And I remember even during 2016, I was still doing, you know, special projects outside and stuff. And there was this Korean lady I was working for who she hated black people and thought black people shouldn't be teachers. All this crazy shit, guys. I'm telling you, man. I've had a very, very interesting midlife, 2016, 2017, especially 2018, whereas I had to overcome a lot of dumb shit. But nonetheless, I had to learn so many different things, and there were different mentors that came in my life who they didn't even know that they were my mentor, but like Lisa Nichols in terms of enthusiasm. And all of this was stemmed around change your life. And for you to change your life, you got to change your thoughts. You could bend the arc of your happiness. And I felt like I, at some point, had a superpower because, again, going back to the early 2015, I started doing research into Lisa Nichols after watching The Secret because The Secret was just all about the law of attraction, be positive, be positive, be positive. But it just goes so much deeper than that because be positive is like, it's like the symptoms, right? But what's the root cause? And it never went as deep as that. So then I'm just like, okay. And then it took me a long time, took me an additional 5 years to understand so many other things, but I did repair a lot of negative thoughts about myself in 2020, you know? And I, you know, stopped dealing with the concerns of the world and worrying about all these things and everything else. So I just started building up on that superpower. And, you know, these books ended up teaching me to change my attitude, my thinking, behave differently, react less defensively, I guess you could say, although there are times that I do still do react very, you know, things, and I'm still working on it as we always do, but becoming more courageous, and it shaped me forever. And if you're doing personal development right now and you're listening to this podcast, when was that period for you? That's what you have to journal on. Now, the second question is, how could you use that knowledge for today? Now, obviously, everything that I've learned, especially self-control, especially reacting less defensively, I could have used that probably over the last 48 hours very, very well. I could have set my boundaries very well. I could have told people about my office hours, that fucking Arab guy who just kept messaging me and saying, hey, yeah, or hello, hello, why aren't you answering me? Why aren't you answering me? Sending email after email, 1, 2, 3 word emails every 30 minutes. Didn't set boundaries, didn't tell them my office hours. Didn't tell them what, you know, a lot of different things. And so I should have made that very, very clear at the beginning. And, you know, I posted that podcast and I have, you know, a couple of people from Iran, Egypt, Yemen, and Turkey and other people that listen to my ESL podcast, but I just didn't give a fuck because obviously I don't have, you know, I don't have relationships with them anyways. These people just listen to me and the numbers have fallen, so I could really give a fuck. So I just want to air that out there and say, okay, hey, listen, these are the things that happened, but all the lessons that I learned probably over the last 9 years was not applied whatsoever last year. Was not applied. So when my students ended up leaving that class and I looked at that girl and I was just like, you suck so much. I do not like you. I had to hurry up and make a decision. I had to. Other moments. But nonetheless, what ended up happening is something that I was worried about, right? The lessons over the last 9 years. That could have helped me in terms of my energy that I was bringing into today and what's going to be happening later on. It's going to be very interesting, I could tell you that. My expectations are negative 5,000. I expect the worst. I expect that absolute worst. So I'm going to be sitting there by myself, and I'm, or not sitting, I'm going to be standing. I don't know, enjoying some orange juice, and I'm just gonna be standing in the back, and I'm gonna be doing a lot of things in terms of work, probably journaling, making sure everything's going well. Got to make sure I have a fully charged phone. So, again, like I said, man, you live and you learn. You really do. And I realize that, especially the little things that I'm so worried about. What's the worst that I could happen? That's a lesson that I learned in early 2021 when I was doing Brendon Burchard's micro course before Growth Day even debuted. And, you know, it was the next question that made me realize, what's the situation I'm overreacting to? It's a fucking wedding. I said, you know, this isn't for you. This is for your wife. So shut the fuck up and you're gonna be all right. Stay there 2 hours. Okay. If you want to have a drink, you can. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it's like if you want to have a shot. You know, but other than that, you just gotta calm the fuck down. You're gonna be all right. You know, and again, another question is, have my happiness levels been low? Absolutely. Going back to Tim Ferriss has taught me very little. Okay. I remember I bought his work, The 4-Hour Workweek, trash. The Tribe of Mentors, trash. All those little things that I actually did podcasts on between 2016 and 2018 or 2017. They didn't really do anything. But there was one thing that always honed in to me. What is creating 80% of your unhappiness right now? 80% of your unhappiness. When he said he had clients back then that was creating a lot of unhappiness, when he said, you know what, this ain't working, this and that. Wow, I felt so much better. Can't give a damn about the money. That's exactly what I've been saying on my podcast with some of my other students. I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't give a fuck about him and this and that and fuck you and fuck you and fuck you and fuck this and fuck that. You know what I mean? You could take your bullshit ass Q80 dollar and you could shove it right up your ass. I could give a motherfucking damn. And so that's what exactly, like, if I were to minus him, that would decrease pretty much 9.98 stress out of my life. 9.98 out of 10. 9.98 out of 10. So I dropped them. And then when I was in class and we were laughing and I was having a wonderful time with my twins and stuff like that, that little girl was throwing off the entire dynamic because she was a fucking asshole. And I'm like, you know what, man? As much as I love the twins and as amazing as you guys are, y'all got to get yourself enough. Yeah, y'all gonna have another t-shirt coming up in your second course because I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Because shit, that little girl reminds me of the dickheads that I had to teach before COVID. And I'm just not tolerating that garbage anymore. If you're a fucking asshole, you're an asshole. And this shit. And so, you know, and even with the business English class, and it's so funny because we only had 5 weeks at the time left. Nobody has showed up to my class. There used to be 14 students. Nobody has showed up to my class over the last 2 weeks, and we only have three classes left. And I'm so happy because, you know what, to be honest with you, I'm just like, oh yeah. But sometimes I do end up taking some things that may, you know, produce a little unhappiness. I remember a couple weeks ago, I had to do a 4-hour IELTS class with some boring ass motherfucking doctors. That shit was horrible. And now I gotta do an IELTS class with this motherfucking kid who's like 16 years old. And I'm just like, hey man, to be honest with you, hi students, I could figure out so many other things that I could do, such as like drinking water and journaling, that would be better than that bullshit ass money you give me and me sitting across from you. I'm 35 years old now. I try to do things that brings maximum fulfillment. If there are people who I don't like and they're putting pressure on me, I hurry up and look at their hours and say, you know what? I could give her hour back, $33, and I could tell her to fuck right off. There's one particular student who, you know, she's like, oh my God, well, I'm looking at your schedule and this and that. And then this other student, oh, I'm looking at this and that. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Well, we already hit your paid limit. You only got 3 hours left, so you could fuck right off. And so these little things, man, I'm just like, you know what? What's producing the most unhappiness? I'm very grateful because this week I have like three new students who are coming into my life. And because they already booked their classes and stuff like that. And then yesterday, I had an aha moment with one of my amazing students who I've been teaching since like December. And I'm just so grateful for those little things. You know what I mean? But I have to be careful for the people who I do let in my life, such as, you know, American students, you know, the very horrible bad attitudes. I remember in 2 seconds, I looked at her. I'm like, oh my God, stay the fuck away from me. I never want to see you again because I could tell consciousness levels and I could tell energy levels. This is probably why I don't really have that many friends because I probably operate at 300 plus consciousness level. And there aren't that many people in the world that operate from that. Mira was at like, I think a 580 the last time I spoke to her 4 years ago. She's probably 600 to 700. And when you're that high, you are on a level that very few human beings in the world are on. And the amount of beautiful energy you're around, it's magnificent. So that's why you guys probably are saying, I'm saying maybe it's because you're going back to yesterday. I was thinking, maybe it's because, you're a little bit of an introvert, or maybe because I'm just a little bit different. What if I were just say 350 consciousness level? And let's just say my wife's friends are a little bit at about 100 to 120, a little bit different, right? Just like the same thing that's happening tonight. And going back to what had happened at my wedding, I remember all the air, all the, what is it, the staff of this airline. They ended up coming, and I ended up feeling really, really bad about myself. Is it because of my confidence, or is it because that I know that, they're not going to do this or that? And so I'm just like, okay, well, let me take a step back and let me just do my own thing. So there are a lot of things that we have to understand in terms of development and whatnot. But at the same time, I always have to figure out my presence and my joy level. Use that very thing and shift your thoughts, your happiness. And then you have to ask yourself, how can you do that today? Even if you're happy, can you shift your thoughts even more? Revisit those moments in personal development. There was that day you learned, and you got to reclaim it. I'm your host, as always, over and out.